Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thanks. Thank you for Shalom Aleichem.
And sit to the left of Rebbe.
Okay, boys, if you could lower voices. Of course, to feel really immersed in this program, I'm going to ask everyone to put away their phones. We're not collecting phones, but I'm asking you to put away phones. So just put away phones. Try not to have it on the table. It's definitely a big type, like a grabber phone when it's on the table, so please put it away. Try not to have it on the table. You want to take a few pictures, that's fine. But other than that, not on the lap or in the table, put it in your pockets. That way, it's not within eyesight. So we're less tempted to go after your phone.
Hi, everyone. My name is Charlie Breda. I'm a junior at Frisch. So, first off, thank you for inviting me here. Thank you for having me here. I'm very excited to be here. So, I'm from this project called Project Tzitzis, where basically what we do is we give out tzitzis to anyone. Doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter if you wear tzitzis, you want to start wearing tzitzis, you want another pair, we make sure you have one and we give you an extra pair just so you can start doing the mitzvah. But I want to talk about how I got involved just a little bit and then we'll hear from Rebbe. In the end of ninth grade, 2 years ago, there was a senior, a cool guy on the hockey team, came up to me, he's like, hey, why don't we get some guys in yeshiva, in Frisch, to start wearing more tzitzis? So I had no idea what to do. What was I supposed to do? So I found this project online, Project Tzitzis. And they ended up sending me around 500 pairs. And we gave out to every boy in the school. And that I didn't realize at the time, but that was the first time we would do this. Then suddenly we're giving out tzitzis in Florida, in LA. And we're giving out tzitzis everywhere. And that's really been the goal since then. Comes October 7th, 2023. And I was in Five Towns for Simchas Torah, as a lot of people are. And right after Yom Tov, I got a call that the IDF needs tzitzis, and somehow I'm supposed to help them get them tzitzis. So I'm 10th grade, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. That night, Shalom Shlomo, welcome. So that night, we raised around $20,000. For tzitzis for the IDF. And since then, we've still been giving out in Israel. And over that 1 year period, Project Tzitzis was able to give out around 130,000 pairs to the IDF. And Baruch Hashem still going. I want to say one story I heard from a soldier who was on Israeli news the other week. And then we'll hear from Rebbe, we'll sing, everybody should enjoy some food. There was a soldier who was not a believer in God, not a believer in Judaism, not a believer in Torah or anything. Literally nothing. Why he was in the IDF? For the chills. Honestly, he was just there for the chills. All of a sudden, on October 7th, he sees all of these Jewish soldiers decided to start wearing tzitzis. There's these guys sending them tzitzis from all around the world. And he's like, okay, like honestly, like it doesn't hurt. Like, why not? Like if everyone else is doing it, I'll get involved too. And somehow in crossfire or something happened, and his entire body was burned. His entire body, except places where he was wearing tzitzis. Entire body, legs, arms. And because he was wearing tzitzis, it was over his heart and his lungs and his chest, and therefore he was saved and not injured. Since that moment, he is a frum Jew, a frum believer in Hashem, Torah, mitzvos. Just because he wore that one pair of tzitzis, changed his entire life for the rest of his life. So really, like, you just start wearing one day, wear when you can. I'm not anyone to tell you to wear tzitzis. I'm not a rav or anything, but it's just, we're here. We're just here to give you tzitzis. If you want to wear, awesome. If not, that works too. If you want to wear once a day just for davening, whatever. Whatever works. But thank you for having me, and not further ado.
Good morning. Good morning to everybody here. I first wanted to thank the whole Kushner Yeshiva. I wanted to thank Gabe for arranging this and causing this to happen. I've been friends. Charlie described his journey. I've been friends with Charlie now for a year. And I love idealism. I like our people. We're part of an incredible people, the Jewish people. And we're idealistic people from our start, from Avram Avinu, from our father. We're extremely idealistic people. And I met Charlie. I saw somebody who's idealistic, sincere, somebody just a growing person who cares about being a Yid and cares to spread the pride of being a Yid. We're Yidden. And he's been to yeshiva by me, and I've been to yeshiva by him. We've become friends. When he told me this morning that he had... A few weeks ago, he said this already, and he said he's in touch with Gabe, and he wants to come. I wanted to join him. I'm here with friends also. Shlomo Guri is somebody who's we've sang to tens of thousands of Yidden. We sang. I'm coming to introduce Shlomo to sing to you. You've heard of the song, He's the One Who Sings, Tati My King, and many other songs. Now, Shlomo is somebody who has sung for tens of thousands of Yidden since Simchas Torah a year ago in Yeshiva Bayas. He's a Doran counselor who has uplifted many, many, many Yidden. A pride, we're Yidden and we're proud of it. I'm here as well with Avi Beitler, another Ben Torah, a fresh chassan. Where's Yo-Yo's around somewhere. A fresh chassan is here. I'll introduce him when he comes in. But I want to, before Shlomo sings to everybody a few songs you may not have heard and some you've known, before we do that, I want to share something with you about Pesach. All of us heard of July 4th. And we know that we're proud of being Americans, all of us. I have a tremendous pride. I'm appreciative to this country. And they host us, and they've been kind, and are a kind, and a really great, phenomenal, democratic country that Hashem has gifted us and allows us to serve Him in peace. And we know July 4th is a day that they celebrate the creation of this country. I want to express what the difference between Pesach and July 4th is. There are similarities, because Pesach is the day we were born, our nation. The day we celebrate Lakachas Goy Mikerev Goy, the creation, the formation of our people, is Pesach. So Pesach and July 4th, a country that hosts us, an incredible country, America. So this wonderful, wonderful country hosts us July 4th. And the Jewish nation, our people, Am Yisrael, our formation and creation was and is Pesach. It's the day Hashem chose us. Lokachas goy mikerev goy, the formation of a people. So what's the difference between Pesach and July 4th? Please, if you can hear this, it would be excellent. And I want to express to you what's the difference between Lashon Kodesh and English. I love if every guy here would know this for the rest of your life. Lashon Kodesh. The Jewish nation has this language, a holy language, Lashon Kodesh. What is the difference in Lashon Kodesh and English? I ask everybody, is this a hand? Is this a hand?
Yeah.
Is this a table? Is this a ceiling?
Yeah.
So Kushner's an awesome place. I see the guys. This is a cool, good place. Wonderful. Beautiful Yidden. But you're 0 for 3.
It's Hashem's.
I'm not so frum. I want to explain it. Why would I say 0 for 3? I asked, is this a hand? You said yes. And I come here, some crazy guy, to say no. Is this a table? You say, yeah. I say, no. Is it a ceiling? Please listen well, because I would like to share a truth with you. This is called the hand. There's nothing about this that's an H-A-N-D. When I say hand and you say we want to communicate, so I say hand and we both picture this. There's nothing about this that's an H-A-N-D. I wouldn't say it's hand. It's called the hand. I wouldn't say there's a table. It's called a table. It's called a T-A-B-L-E. There's nothing about this that's a table. Just we want to speak. So what we do is the language of the Ran is askamas umav uma. Every nation makes up things to call it. And as such, we can talk to each other. So when I say table or you say table, let's visualize this. So I ask, is it a table? Definitely called a table. I can't say it's not a table. It's called a table for sure. And when we say table, we both picture this. When we say this is a yad, it's not called a yad. It is a yad. It's a yodalad. Lashon Kodesh is different than every language. We are not claiming when I say yad and you say yad, picture this. No. This is a yodalad. That's what it is. If you study the Aleph Beis, what each letter is a spiritual force. What do you know about somebody who's a father? What do you know about him? If a guy's a dad, what do you know about him? That he has children. What's a dad? In English, it's called a dad. What is it called in Lashon Kodesh? Av. In Aleph, who became a Beis. He's not called an Av. He's an Av. He's an Aleph, one Beis who extended. It's not what he's called. It's an Av. If you know what an Aleph is, it's an Aleph. It's the original. Aleph is the, as Hashem's called the Aleph, is the source, who Beis, who extended. It's what it is. What we call this clothing. How do we say clothing in Lashon Kodesh? Beged. What strikes you, Beis Gimel Dalid? What's missing, Beis Gimel Dalid? Where's the Aleph? Because a beged doesn't have the thing itself. It only closes the Aleph. It's not the thing itself. It covers the thing. So it's missing the Aleph, the essence. Lashon Kodesh is not a way. This is a yad, is a yod dalid. Is a yod dalid. Anybody who plays basketball, if you look, my pinky, I gave my pinky to basketball. Anybody who plays basketball, chas v'shalom, you shouldn't have any injuries. But if you hurt these four fingers, any one of them, you tape it to the next and you're good to go in the game. There's one dude who's different, the thumb. It's 4-1. The thumb's a different kind of guy. A thumb injury in basketball is terrible, and you can't tape it to another finger. He has. You think about yod dalid is the little yod is the thumb, and dalid is the four. This is a yod dalid. It's not called a yod dalid. It's a yad. Yod dalid is gematria 14. Yod is 10. Dalid's four. They're 14 knuckles. Three every finger. The thumb has two. They're 14. It's a yad. It's a yod dalid. It's what it is. It's not a way to refer to it. Understand when we say Lashon Kodesh in English, they have nothing to do with each other. They're both language. English is a way to call something. It's not what it is. Lashon Kodesh is divinely made by Hashem. It's what the thing is. By the way, are you allowed to read the Megillas Esther in English? Absolutely, yes. But let's say you don't understand the word. Are you Yaitza? No. If you read it in Lashon Kodesh and you don't understand, are you Yaitza? Yes. Why? Because if you say Yad, you said this. It doesn't matter if you know what you said. You said this because it's a Yad. If you say hand and you're French and you don't know what hand means, you said gibberish because it's not a hand. It's called the hand. If you don't know what that means, so you didn't say anything. If you said hand, two Frenchmen talking say hand, they said gibberish. Because they don't know, you know, sometimes in certain language, certain words are cursed. You go to England, there's certain words that don't say that. But if you don't know what it means, you didn't curse. Because you said gibberish, you said nothing. Lashon Kodesh is not a way to refer to things. It's God made. You say Yad, it doesn't matter if you know what you said. You said this. If you read the whole Megillah, you said the whole story. But I don't know what it meant. But an Adam is an Adam. A Shulchan, this is. By the way, if I didn't know what it's called, and I know the Aleph Beis, I could look at something and predict what it is. Because I know the Aleph Beis, and I know what it means. Shin Lamed Chesnun, it's a Shulchan. Because that's what it is. It's not what it's called. So now we understand this, the difference in English and Lashon Kodesh. They're both wonderful. But English is a man-made construct that's just a way to refer to something. You understand the difference in July 4th and Pesach. July 4th is a man-made wonderful country. And we call him American, him French. It's very cool and it has a mash. It means something. By the way, somebody can denounce. There was a guy, Snowden. He decided he's not American, he's Russian, so now he's not American. It's a man-made construct that can change on a person's whim. It's created by people. A Yid is created by Hashem. Am Nivra Tahalol Ka, says the Pasuk. We're created by Hashem. On Pesach, Lakachas Goy Mikerev Goy. We were made and created. Am a Yid. I'm a Yid, it's a creation. A boy came to yeshiva this year, and he says, I want to convert. He came with his father, I want to be a Yid. So we sat down and we were talking about what that would look like. Being a Yid doesn't mean you've now, so you have a different set of rules. You're going to get a different soul, I told him, which is the truth. There's a separate soul. A guy is wonderful. And there's a creation in Am Nivra. There's a creation called the Yid. It's a mitzius. It's a fact. It's a creation called the Yid. It's not, he keeps this law. That we have these man-made constructs. Ashkenaz, Svard, Hasidish, Litvish. Very cute. Very nice, sweet. We say, Dati, Chiloni, Mizrahi, Haredi. All cute. Very cute. Very sweet. It's a man-made construct. Understand there's something from Hashem, from God, a Yid. There's something called a Yid. It means something, a Yid. There's a guy, Keith Siegel, one of the hostages that we were all praying for, Baruch Hashem, is free and home with his family. Keith Siegel went into captivity. This is not like rumors. I heard him and his daughter, Shear, speaking. And he went into captivity. He didn't know the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem. He didn't have the schos, the learning kushner. He didn't know Shema Yisrael, Hashem Likenu, Hashem Echad. He's in captivity, and it started, a man who didn't say Shema, started dawning on him, Yesh Mashmaot Liot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Yid. Like, he chapped, it means something, I'm a Yid. He didn't know what to do with that. What do I do with that? What do I do? I'm a Yid. Like, means something. He felt it in his bones. He described sitting in a hole underground, surrounded by gunmen who want to murder us, gunmen. And he chap yesh mashmaot liot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. He didn't know what to do, and he was watching a television program, and he heard somebody make a berei minei mizonot. He heard somebody make a mizonos. And Keith Siegel, before he ate anything in Gaza, started making him a Zionist. Baruch atah Hashem, lekeinu melech haylam berei minei mizaynis. He nailed it. A Yid is mishabeyach Hashem, that's the essence of Yehudi. The word Yehudi means a thanker. He nailed it. Yesh mashmaot, I make brachas. And he started making mizaynis. On every drink he had, every food he made a mizaynis in Gaza. The Hamas guy said to Keith, Atolo dati, you know what it means to see somebody starving to death who won't put food in his mouth till he makes a bracha? The guy couldn't believe it, the Hamas guy. So he said, Atolo dati. The stupid Amaske is not only wicked, he's stupid. Ani Yehudi, Hamas, you taught me. I had an awakening since last Simchas Torah. I didn't travel around much till Simchas Torah. I have a yeshiva, I have a family, Baruch Hashem. It's not easy to travel. Since Simchas Torah, I've just been running around to our people because I just want to be part of our people. I want to feel our people. I want to unite our people. We're one people. We're Yidden. We're Yidden. Ani Yehudi. And the Hamas guy said to Keith Siegel, would make him a Zionist, Atolo Dati, you idiot, I don't know what Dati means. I know Yehudi, Ani Yehudi. Yesh mashmo'ot liyot Yehudi, there's something, it means something, I'm a Yid. It means something, I'm a Yid. And Keith Siegel started making a Zionist. When he came home, his daughter said to him, remember a guy went before he was captive, he didn't say Shema. His daughter said, Shir said to him, Dad, I'll make you, this is a couple of months ago, Dad, I'll make you anything this weekend. She thought, I'll grill him a steak. I'll make you schnitzel, whatever you want for the weekend, I'll make. Whatever you want, Dad. So she said, I thought he'd want ugot, chalot, cake, some challah, whatever you want. He said, I want two things. This is what he said coming out. I heard this from his daughter, Shir. He said, I want two things. He said, please get me a kippah and get me a kos. I want to make kiddush for the family. I'm a Yehudi, I'm a Yid. I'm a Yid, it means something, I'm a Yid. I want to ask Shlomo to do two songs. I thank Charlie, he's an amazing person. Tzitzis is a beged of a Yid. We're Yidden. We have the God and we're pride, we're Yidden. Yesh mashmo'ot liot Yehudi. I want to ask Shlomo two songs. There's a song we've been singing a lot this year. It's called Awake My Love. Hisayri, Hisayri, wake up. There's been amazing waking up of the Jewish people. I'd like to ask Shlomo if he could sing Awake My Love. The call to our nation, our nation has answered. There's been an awakening. Yesh mashmo'ot liyot Yehudi. It means to be a Yid. And then there's another song that we've been singing for a couple of years, Peel Off the Klipa. To peel off the klipa means the shell, the external. Peel off the klipa. Take off the shell and see. We're Yehudim, we're Yidden. We all have neshamas. Peel off the klipa. Take off the external shell. We have klipa something that covered up. But what's underneath? What are we? Understand that a Yid is a creation by Hashem. We're not called a Jew. We're not a Jew if. It's not external if I do this. It's not true. There's the people of Hashem, Yehudi, Yesh Mashmaot, it means something. It's a fact, a Yid. Well, English is called a hand. It is a Yad. You can call somebody American, that's wonderful, and then he could change it. On a Yid, it's not called a Yid. It's a creation. It's a Yid. It's what he is. It's his essence. Thank you, Shlomo. Good morning. Awake my love so early as possible.
I'm going to change the key a little.
let it out.
Do you need a? No, it's good. I was thinking.
Love for your light is bright.
This next song, we'll get to Tati, my king. The next song, we'll do Peel Off the Klipa. But I'm asking the guys, when you get it, join in. Please join in. Everybody join in. Peel off the shell. Every yid is an isham. Every yid has an isham. Every yid has a soul. Let's...
Peel off the klipis and see the panemius. Every yid has a neshama. Peel off the klipis and see the panemius. Every yid has a neshama. Peel off the klipis and see the panemius. Every yid has a neshama. Peel off the klipis and see the panemius. Shamas of Yedin, Shamas of Yedin, Limach of the Klippes, Zayda Penny. Shabbos of Eden. So holy, so pure, so precious, Nishabbos of Eden. Nishabbos of Eden. I'm one of the 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 Eden. Oh, Eden, 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 Eden. So precious, so precious Nishamis of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin.
I want to sing something together on a gathering where we're talking about being Yedin, the pride of being Yedin. It would be weird, and I don't like being weird. It would be weird not to sing the Bardetshever Niggun. Zuge Zunzein. The Bardetshever went around and talked. You could talk, I don't care. You'll hear why you could talk also in a second. But the Bardetshever was somebody who was known as the defender of our people, Reb Levi Yitzchak Bardetshev. He was a lover of our nation. And he celebrated Yidden and protected and saw good in our people. He's one of my favorite people in our history, in our illustrious history. He's a tzaddik that I feel very, very connected to. I was zeicha to be born Chafei Tishrei, is the day the Bardetshever passed away, is his yahrzeit. And the Bardetshever Chafei Tishrei, we lost this giant, but forever we have this giant. The Bardetshever went around and protected our people and saw good in our people. He has a song that it would be weird not to sing. We have to sing together. You don't sit when you sing the Bardetshever Niggun. We'll stand and sing it, but in a minute. After we sing the Bardetshever Niggun, I'm going to ask Shlomo to sing my favorite. This he'll do with the mic, Bli Neder. I want him to do Lecha Amar Libi, the heart of a Yid. That brings a Yid, the heart of a Yid that says, serve me, serve Hashem. Bakshu Panai. It's my favorite Shlomo song, so we're going to do Lecha Amar Libi after the Bardetshever Niggun. I want to tell you a story. Before we sing the rise and sing the Bardetshever together, I want to tell you a story. The story goes as this is what happened, but please hear this well. In Eretz Yisrael, we have a gathering of our yeshiva. We have an alumni gathering every single year. It goes from Thursday to Maitzei Shabbos. We're hundreds of people. We don't part from each other. But we're together, mamish, hours, 72 hours straight. We're Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, we're together. Shabbos is, you're all invited to join. It's beautiful. We have Friday night Suda, Shabbos. It seems like the Suda just go one right into another. Friday night, Shabbos day. Shalosh Shudas, the world comes. And Friday and Shabbos, the Leil Shabbos and Shabbos Day was our alumni. Shalosh Shudas, there were well over 1,000 people, a packed room, maybe a couple of thousand, I'm not good with numbers, it was packed. Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, Kollel guys, a soldier from the north came with his wife, and he wanted to be there for Shabbos to be at Shalosh Shudas. It was packed. In this packed gathering, I'm sitting like facing this gathering, and we have a guy who's a very energetic fellow who learned in the yeshiva, and he was fighting and carrying on with another bacher. Now, he's a guy who's very loud, and he could ruin the whole thing. And I'm sitting there stressed. Oh my gosh, oh no, he's killing it. And I want it to be nice and good for complete gaivo, or maybe lishma, maybe shalei lishma, unimportant. I want it to be good, probably a mixture of both, and I'm sitting anxious and nervous, and he's carrying on. He's ruining the whole thing. And I want specifically all the rebbeim and the principals of this holy institution to hear it. Nobody has to. You don't have to quiet a guy during this event. You'll hear why. I want to say that the guy fighting saved the whole event. I mean sincerely, he saved the whole event. Thank God he was fighting, he saved the whole event. Because you see, teachers and mechanchim and principals were very good creator of things. We can create a very good chill. You get everybody quiet. Shh. And we create. That's very cute and nice. I want to say that it's real. Shabbos is real. A Yid is real. Hashem is real. You're Pesach Seder. We're all going to run Pesach Sederim. I want a nice one. I once had the nicest Pesach Seder I ever had in my life, and two drunkards walked into the Seder. Now, they saved the Seder. Because before, and I was making something. Stop making something. It means something to be a Yid. We could, by the way, your Shabbos table, the kids could be misbehaving, this, that. We could sit here, everybody could talk, and you know what, a bunch of Yidden can hang together, we could sing a nice song. You don't have to create. You don't have to create. Things are real. You could sing to Hashem. You could do real stuff. You don't have to create. You could tap into that which is true. That which is true and real, and tap in. Very important point of Yiddishkeit. Agam Berger was one of the hostages, sat in Gaza, and she became a Shemera Shabbos. She became an observer of Shabbos in Gaza. You think she had the right ambiance? You think like she had the right Shabbos table? Hamas was behaving for her? She started, a Yid could serve Hashem. It doesn't need certain conditions. It's not a forced chill or a pretend chill. It's just not. We're a bunch of Yidden sitting together, Hamish. We don't need to create anything. It's so nice to sit with Yidden. I came in right away. The first Bachar I met. Noah, what's your name?
Noah.
I love the first name. Noah. I met Noah right in the... Two Yidden met each other. It was love at first sight. Two Yidden meet. It's not a pretend. It's not cute. We're a people that means something. It means something. Two Yidden meet. You don't got to make something. You don't got to pretend anything. Two Yid meet, by the way, it's a big thing. It's a big mitzvah. If we would all schmooze and not sing a song or say a Dvar Torah, it's a mitzvah. The Gra says you're only allowed to put an Erev Tchumim on Shabbos, the Tzarech mitzvah. The Gra says two Yid meetings, the Tzarech mitzvah. Two Yid not together. It's a big thing. It's not, but if we just sat and ate some cholim together, it would be a big thing. Let alone we're hearing Shlomo, we're singing, where that's, okay, Kodesh Kodesh, but two Yid meets already Kodesh. So this guy was fighting at the thing. It made me stop making something. And then we had a shal shudis that was otherworldly. You know why? Because I wasn't trying to make something. Then he's fighting. It's not. Stop trying to be a certain thing. And then, you know what? Then we actually sang. Mizma Ladovid, we sang. He did nefesh. Was lo yeuman. Unbelievable. So I'd like to sing. Let's sing Reb Levi Yitzchak. But I want to pray with you when we sing this. There's no words to the song. There are no words, but I want to pray that Hashem gives us the eyes to see in ourselves a Yid and to see in others a Yid. To have Abbas Yisrael, Be'emes, Hashem's people, the Am Nivra. I want to pray with you without words. You could have in mind whatever you want, but I'd like to pray that Hashem gives me the Einayim to see myself as a Yid, that it means something. That it's precious. He who is Hashem loves all of humanity, but a child is different. We're the Banim Lashem. The day we became the Banim is Leil HaSeder. So if we could sing together, does the guys know the Bradich Vinegan? Everybody knows the Bradich Vinegan. Whoever doesn't know, join in. Your voice will not be worse than mine. You won't be more off key than me. And I sing loudly, so come join in. If we could sing about this, what's your name?
David.
Let's do it. Let's do it. A nice high key, Shlomo, yeah? Go. Let's do it. Ready? Let's go.
E minor first.
Ready? Let's go.
Ready? Let's go. Bye.
understand.
Before I ask Shlomo to sing my favorite song, I want to welcome, we have a chassid, Yo-Yo Roth Wax, welcome to a chassid. Also, I want to welcome a very close friend, Mo Muller. Welcome, Mo Muller, thank you. I want to thank David. Really a special place. We're starting to warm up a little. Like there was a certain awkwardness. Now the chevra's warmed up. Once you dance together, then like there's something in the chassidish svarim right about a minion. They call it a minion chitzaini. 10 yid davin. That's a minion chitzaini. That's an external minion. A minion pnimi is 10 yid who like each other, who relate to each other, who connect, who feel, who are there for each other, and together they pray. That's a minyan pnimi. Till now, we were shtickle like a minyan chitzani. Now we dance together, we're a minyan pnimi. I saw also, the Olam dances gishmak. It's a wonderful chevra. I thank everybody here. Really appreciate, really I want to get every name, but time would not allow it. I think we only have till 10:30. I want Charlie to give out the tzitzis. What's your name? Yeah, your name?
Aaron.
I'm honored to meet you, Aaron. Thank you for having me, Aaron. It's an honor to meet you, Aaron. I want to thank Aaron for being here. Aaron, what is school? What grade are you in, Aaron?
11.
What a school. Junior, excellent. And you've been here 9th, 10th, and now 11th? You should have tremendous hatzlach in all that you do, Aaron.
Amen.
Let's, Chevra, if we could say, what's your name? Right there, oh, the one who's turning around now. Got it. Ziv, what a beautiful name. Do you know one of the names of Nisan is the month of Ziv? Says that about Nisan.
Yeah, yeah. Guess when he was born.
What?
Guess when he was born.
Obviously Nisan. When's your birthday?
Today.
Today? Happy birthday, Ziv. Wow. What an honor. What an honor, Ziv. Ziv, fantastic. Fantastic. Everything's Ashkacha, Ziv. Everything's, I'm very into trusting your gut. Because Hashem runs the world, trust your gut. I was in yeshiva, and I had this gut. There's a bachur in yeshiva. He's been in yeshiva for 3 years. One day I have a gut. We have a shiur together every day that I have to talk about his great-grandfather. I don't even know why, but I trust God. I'm standing here and a story comes to my mind. I said, I'm saying the story now. I'm very into trusting your God. Hashem runs the world. He made you feel something, so go with it. So if I have a story right now, this guy's in yeshiva 3 years, and I have this gut that I should speak about his great-grandpa. I have no idea why. But you know what? I'm very into that. Hashem sent me such a thing. It's okay. His great-grandfather, my grandparents, my grandmother went to public school. My grandfather left yeshiva at 13. They were beautiful yidden. And they chose Yiddishkeit. My grandmother dated guys who weren't Shomer Shabbos. She chose to be a Shomer Shabbos. Then she met a Rav who had a very big impact on her life. And my grandparents respected the Rav. I used to go to their house when the Rav ate over. The words of the Rav. And the Rav impacted their life. And today, that Rav's great-grandson is in Waterbury. He's in the yeshiva, and his great-grandfather. So I started speaking about his great-grandfather that day for no reason, Ziv. Other than I have this gut. His father meets me at a simcha and says, that was so nice of you. He listens to the shiur in yeshiva. That was so nice of you. Tonight is the Zayda's yard site. You must have known it was his yard site, and you spoke about him. It was his yard site, the Rav, that day. But guts are very good, Ziv. If you have a gut for something, you trust the Hashem, put that in your mind. It's probably something important. The Reb Nachman was very much stressed to trust gut. When guys are in Shidduchim, the main thing to me is it feel like your wife. What's your gut? That's Hashem put in us. It's an honor to meet you, Ziv. Thank you. What a yeshiva here, Ziv. Did you ever hear the song, Lecha Amar Libi, Ziv? It's my favorite Shlomo song, probably. This song speaks about what the heart of you, Tova, trust in God. Lecha Amar Libi, representing you, Hashem, my heart says, Bakshu Panai, seek Hashem. Every Yid, it's the heartbeat of a Yid. A Yid has a soul that tells him, serve Hashem. I want you to hear this song. There's an English part and a Hebrew part. If you know it already, great. If you don't know it, it's time you learned it. Let's go, Shlomo.
I crave you.
I think it's Kedai. It's Ziv's birthday. Do you want to pick the next song, Ziv? Ziv gets to pick the next song, whatever he wants. What do you say, Ziv? Tati, my son. Ziv, the next thing you get is, do you want one of the guys to sing along with Shlomo? Do you want to appoint somebody? Ziv, who should sing along with Shlomo? Okay.
I was told to speak to Hashem. Maybe you can tell me who I am. I have been lost too long to know where I belong. In the end, my only hope is that how am I supposed to see your past? With so many questions I have to ask. Now I'm standing here alone, I'm losing all hope. And yet, my tears are falling. Tati, my King, Father, I plead, don't ever let go of me. Ever let go of me. Tati, my King, Father, I plead, don't ever let go of me. Ever let go of me. I need you to realize
Ziv for that choice. I was zoicha to meet this morning Sammy Buckner. Woo! Sammy Buckner, 12th grade, a senior. Sammy wants Mashkeni. Shlomo, could Sammy have Mashkeni? Chaim's Mashkeni. Sammy wants, Sammy gets. But I want to translate the words for everybody here. Three words. I want to, the guys, it's from Shir Ashirim. Three words. Many at the Seder read Shir Ashirim after the Seder. Many Yidden read Shir Ashirim. And three words. Mashkeni acharecha narutza. Mashkeni means Hashem. Pull me close. The Gruss says that is actually Pesach. Mashkeni. Make me recognize that you want my Avaida. Kol yachid v'yachid. Every Yid is valuable. We have no extras in our people. Mashkeni. Let me realize that you want my Avaida, my bracha, my tefillah, my tzitzis, my service, my journey, my story, Mashkeni. And when I realize that my Avaida is wanted, acharecha narutza, I'll run after you, Hashem. I'll run through brick walls. I'll run after you. Nothing will stop me, Hashem. Acharecha narutza, we will run after you, Hashem. Boy, will we run after you, Hashem. So Sammy asked Shlomo to sing it. Let's do it, Shlomo.
Mashkeni acharecha narutza.
On Pesach, I have the schus to lead Seder. And I enjoy giving out the matzahs. And I enjoy each person, each yid's mitzvahs wanted, each yid's mitzvahs. Really, what we want, really, what we should do, we should have a good announcer here. And each guy should be called up by name. We should just go crazy for like a half hour. Each yid counts and matters, but I think they won't let us go, Mo, this long. We'll take up the whole day. I'm not sure we'll ever be invited back. And I want to come back here, so we're not going to do it that way. But I am going to call up a couple of names. It would be weird, Ziv's birthday. So the first one to be called up to get a pair of tzitzis, Ziv, come up. I'm going to ask Charlie, who's given many dozens and hundreds and thousands of yiddish tzitzis, to present the tzitzis to the birthday boy.
Yeah.
Day to you. Ziv, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
This is my first time in this amazing school called Kushner. This is my first time here. You have a beautiful place. I thank the principals, the teachers, the rebbeim. Really thank you for having us all. And the first one, I hope we're invited back, but the first one, my first time in Kushner, the one who greeted me in the parking lot and probably represents this place beautifully, a special yid. Noah, if you could please come up. Come around. Okay, so this is amazing. The name of the school Kushner, the grandson, it says Yartzeit today, Rabbi Kushner.
Mrs. Kushner's
Yartzeit. And who's the grandson? Great grandson. What's your name?
James.
James should come up. You have to call up sitting right next to me. I just I'm Daniel, and my brother's David, with David and Daniel. So here also is David and Daniel sitting together. So I want to thank David for sitting in front. David, the next sitting. We're going to give them all out now, but let's close with one final song. Let's close with one final song, and then Charlie will give them all out. How people will come up and take.
We'll do it. We'll put like large over there, medium here, and then small over there. There should be enough room for more than that.
Small is only size. Every yid is large. Large, medium, small, triple.
We put it on the table.
These are the smalls?
These are the smalls. I don't know, I thought you had one in mind.
No. Lisa, make a rough. If you didn't wear one this morning, make a rough.
Yeah, you can do another thing. Dancing song. Everyone's getting up the other side.
You can dance. Let's play for it. They mind if you have to dance.
Gabriel, we still have to dance.
ever doesn't mind. We accept the dances. Is there a spot, maybe in the back here, if we all could dance together for the prayer and Shia Samecha, save our people, that Hashem should save our people. Let's end with a good mikud, and then we'll give out the tzitzis. Charlie Gell, tzitzis, let's do a Shia Samecha.
End the recording.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.